A Wisconsin Department of Transportation spokesman says 99% of truckers don't deviate from predetermined routes when they carry oversized loads. But Ed Fitzgerald in the DOT's La Crosse office says those who do can cause significant damage to bridges, as happened to westbound I-90 at La Crosse more than a week ago. Fitzgerald says the structure has been hit at least 5 times in the past 4 years. He says the department is looking for a long-term fix.
This interchange area is in our backbone committee, which is looking at prioritizing reconstruction for these bridges. Normally that doesn't happen for 5 to 10 years down the road, but who knows with the way that things have been happening out there, some kind of pressure could happen to get that funding moved upward.
In the meantime, Fitzgerald says a bridge height sign may help. One possibility is to place a sign on the bridge where the oversized load would pass under, although he says that won't necessarily solve the problem.
Most of these trucks come off the interstate at the exit number 3, and they either go left or right into Onalaska or La Crosse. By the time this particular truck driver would be able to see that the height of this bridge is under what he's permitted for, he has no place to go.
Fitzgerald says signing in advance of the structure would be better. For now, it will cost around $500,000 to repair the bridge so traffic can again use westbound lanes on the interstate at La Crosse. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.